From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson School District would like to sell the now-abandoned John L. Edwards Primary School in time for the May school elections. Any sale would have to be approved by voters in a referendum. Currently, the only known interest in the large building has come from the city of Hudson, which is considering moving several of its departments, including code enforcement, the parking bureau, the youth department, Hudson Daycare, the clerk's office, and the mayor's and treasurer's offices into the school. The school is required to sell the building for at least $4 million to cover the debt owed on the building. Hudson City School District Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said, and I quote, "We are meeting with our attorney next month to discuss how best to move forward with transparent action steps to formally put the building on the market. We are not interested in waiting for a year to sell the building, but that will ultimately depend on finding an interested party who can make an offer," end quote. The city of Hudson may raise some money by selling its own building, the former police station at 427 Warren Street. Last year, the department moved to 701 Union Street. The Common Council will vote on approving the sale at 7 p.m. on November 20th at the Hudson Area Library, 51 North Front Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper that COPEG is not handing over Lackawanna Road to convicted felon Salvatore Cacino. COPEG is currently a party to a lawsuit against Cacino, who was found guilty of contempt of court recently for not following the judge's 2016 decision to remove 9,650 cubic yards of illegally dumped solid waste from his property. Cacino is appealing the decision. He has also violated federal, state, and town laws over 20 years for illegal dumping, building, paving, and excavating at his COPEG Valley farm, just east of State Route 22. At its November 8th meeting, the COPEG Town Board discussed Cacino's written request to take over the road near his property. Councilperson Jean Mettler said the town should not give Cacino the road. And I quote, "If for no other reason than he closed off a town road," end quote. Town attorney Ken Dow said the issue was not up for debate. And I quote, "The town board cannot give away a road, even if you want to," end quote. Read that full story in the Columbia paper. Local ski resorts are taking advantage of the cold temperatures and the snow this week to open early. Windham Mountain has its earliest opening in 14 years, November 17th. There, for the first time in 58 seasons, the East Peak will open ahead of the West Peak. Hunter Mountain is also opening November 17th. Both resorts will be open Saturday and Sunday, then will close Monday and Tuesday, and plan to reopen November 21st for the season. Catamount Ski in Columbia County has not yet announced plans to open. The sounds of gunshots will be heard throughout the WGXC listening area this weekend as regular deer hunting season opens locally November 17th. Early bow hunting season and crossbow hunting season already has begun October 1st and November 3rd, respectively. Regular black bear hunting season also opens November 17th, and turkey hunting season is already over locally as of November 2nd. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.